My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sal, back here on the Fan. Sal, you were...
How'd it go last night?
You were not wrong, buddy.
Your little couples. What'd you have again? It's a couples fantasy league?
I wish it was a couples massage. I wish it was a couples retreat. I wish it was anything but a couples fantasy draft.
Couples fantasy draft. And you texted me last night. I'm thinking to myself, what'd you think was going to happen?
So, it was a lot going on. And I don't want to come across the wrong way because, I, you know, the people that I know in the draft are awesome. Yeah. Love them. And it was cool. But I never again. That's it. One time. What a duck. You know, like a new college basketball trend here. I'm going to be there for 1 year. We're going to bounce. I mean, first of all, there was 14 teams.
Oh, come on.
14 teams. I don't even know if I know 14 couples.
14-team league is not bad, but for a 14-team couples league?
Well, that
league,
means there's 14 wives.
Yeah, come on, dude. That's 14 too many.
That are involved in the mix here. A little bit. Now, so I had that going on, right? And... you thought that Jen was going to bother you, like you're trying to flex. And
you said she'd be into it.
She was cooking.
So not so mildly.
Logistically, the way the night took us, that was the easiest part because we got football practice ends at 7:30. I was with him.
Right.
My daughter's soccer practice ended, I think, at 7. Jen coaches her.
Okay.
So we all kind of got back together right around 7:30. Shower, no schoolwork yet. Right. Eat. Mommy made some shrimp, some pasta, whatever. So... Daddy's in his office trying to do the draft, and I'm 2 minutes, tick, 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 tick.
Oh, God, two minutes?
Pick of the draft. It's everybody's taking 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So
it should be 90 seconds tops.
Tops. Yeah. You know how it's got the little message? Now, I only know
the draft board?
Yeah.
You're like, hurry it up, let's go.
Well, I said something along the lines of, you know, I know I'm new here, and I shouldn't write this, but I'm going to. Let's pick it up. And like the guy who invited me and my buddy Tim, he was laughing. And one other guy chimed in like, who the hell's this? I'm like, what I was going to lay out, I really don't care. My team's probably terrible. I finished up auto-drafting. I picked the quarterback in round one. I just basically did everything he shouldn't do because I just wanted to keep it going.
Right.
Now, the thing that made it
what
even...
What quarterback did you take in round one?
Jalen Hurts. Okay. At least a dual threat guy, yeah. Which I guess you could somewhat justify. Probably not the right football move in terms of a quarterback in round one, whatever. The other thing that was going on simultaneously is I'm trying to get through this without falling asleep is my son, his baseball team and his buddies, they had their first draft. So they got 10, you know, 9 and 10-year-olds drafting.
Right.
And, you know, he knows a lot of players, but every pick, dash, I take a tight end now, dash, I take a kicker now, dash, I take a defense now, that, what about this running back, that, what about that? I'm like... If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I would have sucked down 5 scotches by now. Everybody get out of my office.
So next year, eliminate the couples draft, and then you and Cole can go out the draft together. That's
maybe that's the solution.
Yeah.
Why? I can't ice the wife. She didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't even participate.
It was the other. Well, that's why she did everything right. It worked out well.
I understand, but you still get sucked into a couples league.
Well, it was like, the other couples, God, not her. It wasn't us. Here's the problem. If it was a minute or even 90 seconds, more palatable. The 2 minutes is what made it treacherous.
I wish my wife was open to coming on the air. I'd love to call her and get a live reaction to me inviting her into a couples fantasy league. She would be like, what are you, out of your mind? Like, just zero interest. She would think that I'm nuts for even asking.
I think that she would. Now, this is a long distance read. Obviously, you're in your home every day.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd embrace it. After you left her for 3 days when she was sick, going to play golf with Francesca, going to play
I'm
golf
tempted,
with Reco.
I am tempted to call right now. I just worry about her cursing on the air. Now,
Get her on the air. I bet you she'll feel like almost, oh, look. My husband wants to involve me.
Not in that way. Even I'm smart enough to know that. She'd be like, this is the way you involve me with football, which you know I hate football. What are you, a stupid idiot? You're a moron. That's what you're saying.
It's a starting point. Hey, before we go away, just us. Maybe we'll stick our toes in the football fantasy pool. Oh, my God. So it took forever. You are not wrong.
That was a rookie mistake. But I'm surprised. A rookie mistake by a vet. One quick thing, BT, before we get back to the calls, I want to bring up Gallo in our newsroom. Anthony Gallo does digital, hosts some shows here. He was getting on us for not mentioning Reyes when you talk about on par with one of the great seasons in franchise history. I don't think you could put Reyes in that conversation. He played shortstop, sure. Never won a gold glove. You know, the power numbers obviously aren't there. That wasn't his thing. Even if you take away the batting title year, which wasn't his best year overall, he's had good years, but I don't think any of them, you know, led the league in stolen bases 3 times, led the league in triples 3 times, played, you know, earlier on from 05 to 08. He basically played the majority of seasons.
That's before the hamstrings, right?
Hit for a high average.
Yep.
Come on.
I really liked Jose Reyes as a player. He's not with a Piazza or David Wright or Beltran or Lindor this year.
I think I favored Reyes, too, even over Wright for some reason. Just exciting player, but in a big spot, I never trusted. I know Gallo saying he didn't trust Wright, but I don't think you can put Reyes on the caliber of Wright, Lindor, Beltran, Piazza.
I really wouldn't. Dan's in Middletown, New Jersey with BT and Sal. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Okay.
I was going to say, on that list, how about Edgardo Alfonso?
99?
Under the radar. 99. I don't think the Mets get to the World Series in 2000 without him. I mean, he had some MVP votes.
Right. Again, but Dan, we're talking 99. Alfonso was terrific, and it is a shame his back, and he stunk in the World Series, if memory recalls. And one of the reasons why the Mets didn't get the job done against the Yankees that year. 99, Alfonso hit .304, 27 homers, 108 ribbies. 41 doubles, OPS of .886.
Didn't run. Fonzie never ran. How many stolen bases do you have in front of you?
9.
Nah, he didn't run.
2000, he was an all-star. He finished 15th the year before he finished 8 in MVP. 25, 94, hit .324, OPS of .967. So now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
OPS .967, 25 homers, 94 ribbies, .324 batting average, played 150 games.
Huh?
Yeah, again, 40 doubles. Again, very good year, 109 runs scored. It's a good year, but this is not a conversation about who had good years in Mets
history.
And I loved Fonzie, but when you're talking about great seasons, I mean, I remember John Olerud had a great season, too.
How about Todd Hundley hitting all those home runs that
41
one year.
Homers, broke the record for the catch. Pete Alonso, rookie season. Yeah. We're talking about...
Yeah, nobody even said Pete.
Yeah, I know.
52. Pardon me, 53.
Well, part of the reason why I didn't bring up Alonso is because we're talking about defense and playing at a premium position where you play first base, and Alonso's been serviceable over there and better than anybody thought, but like we're talking about high caliber. Alonso's rookie year, 53 homers, 120 ribbies.
What, he had 270?
260, 941 OPS.
Okay. OPS plus?
147.
Okay.
Finished 7th in MVP voting. Again, like very good year.
Yep.
It's not on par with the best seasons in franchise history.
Not at this grade.
Maybe a top 10,
sure.
When you factor in the other things, I don't think it's on that level.
888-808-1019. Speak to you and Sal Brandon, Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Coming up, and we'll get to these calls, I promise you. Also, up next, Anthony Becht, all right? He is the new voice of the Jets, filling in for our guy, stepping in for our guy, Marty Lyons, who is the best. I love Marty. Know him personally. Great guy. Great Jet. Great voice. But Anthony's got some big shoes to fill. And, you know, I mean, what do we get from these Jets? What do we get? We'll talk to him coming up next. Let's get the update. Bogus is that. Has that as well. BT and Sal until 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki coming up after us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.